Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no everyone. Just happy to be here this evening. And it is Monday, and if you know it's Monday, then you know what week this is. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. Go grab him. Don't let him out. Don't let him out. Well, it is Thanksgiving week, and that's going to come up this Thursday. And whether you're on this side of the fence or that side of the fence, it is a day to be thankful. But, you know, I had a pastor. In fact, we want to say hello to Pastor Kwan. Hello, Pastor Kwan.
Hey, Pastor Kwan.
He came all the way in from Pro City.
Via Waimanalo.
Via Waimanalo, via Eisenberg, via Hana.
Yes.
And he's here tonight. In fact, we have a special treat, don't we, Pastor Kwan, tonight? What is our treat tonight?
Oh, yes. You're going to be treated to a song that is written for in memory of the Hana Revival.
Hallelujah. Well, Hana, if you are listening and tuned in and tuned up, hallelujah. We're going to have a special treat for you later on tonight coming up, right? But, you know, it's just an exciting time right now because a pastor friend of mine said that, you know, instead of having Thanksgiving, now Thanksgiving's a wonderful day. It's a day that we give thanks.
Oh, yes.
Let's try and change that to Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
So that Thanksgiving may be a day, but Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. It's a choice.
Yes.
I mean, everybody can be nice one day. What about the other 364 days?
That's right.
Get people still hungry. Get people still cold. Get people that still need to see the doctor. Get people that still need some honey. People still need to hear the name of Jesus.
Yes,
not just on one day when everybody eating turkey and ham. It's all good to be happy when your stomach full. What happened when your opu is empty? It's about 5 days later. You got nothing inside. That's when we have to live a life of thanksgiving. May they know the love of Christ through the way that we live our life. May they know praise and worship to our Lord and Savior, not by how we sing, but by how we live our lives.
Father,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Be Jesus with skin. Hey, this is 99.5 FM, Hawaii's Christian talk radio station. This is Free Inside Ministry. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. I want to give a shout out to the Kapahulu sisters. Haven't heard from you guys in a long time. Praying that all is well with you.
Yes.
Thankful praise that you're in our lives. Thank you
thank you
for your support.
You.
Want to give a shout out to Stairway Ministries out at Halawa. I know you guys are doing a good job out there.
Amen.
And I know Brother Chad, you had a wonderful time this past Friday giving your testimony at the Good News Jail and Prison Ministry dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all the ministers, the pastors, the reverends, the volunteers, the lay pastors that go into all the facilities to share the good news of the gospel to those that are lost, those that are broken, and those that are incarcerated. You see, we don't do this for the income, gang. We do this for the outcome. And anyone who's doing prison ministry, they don't do prison ministry. They are the ministry. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Because church is great to go to on Sunday, but you know church is inside of four walls. It's outside of those four walls where church actually starts to begin. You know, we're so blessed. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Virginia Dominglan. A wonderful pastor's appreciation dinner this past Friday at Pearl Country Club.
Awesome.
How was the food there, Pastor Kwan? Did you get enough?
Terrific.
Semi-formal.
That means you could dress nice but have plenty of space for the buttons for pop.
That's right.
And Lynn, we had a special guest, Lynn. Somebody was there, I think a musician or a pastor or someone was there. Who was there?
Yeah, somebody.
Dr. Jesse McGuire.
Blows a trumpet all over the world.
He
and
is
he
probably
there.
I'll just say it. He's the best trumpet player in all of the world. Amen?
Yes.
Well, people would say he would probably be, if not the best trumpeter, one of the top three.
Amen.
And pay attention, gang, because on January 17th, we're having a benefit concert up at First Assembly of God Radio,
right next
to Kaiser Hospital on Wanalo Road. Doors are going to open at 5:30. We're going to open the concert at 6 with the Hawaiians. And if the name Gabby Pahinui means anything, he's playing.
Hallelujah.
You want to know about the power of Jesus? I got Gabby Pahinui playing at the concert. Now, I know you're going like shaking your head and scrubbing your ears. This the grandson, okay? Don't get all excited.
Don't get excited.
We have the power, but we never exert them that time.
Yes.
And we also have Pastor Sam Kapoor. Thank you, Pastor Sam. And Jeff Rasmussen, James Rubin coming up after that at the concert.
We're going to take
a short break, and then we're going to have an intermission. We're going to have some men that were formerly incarcerated that are now out, free from the bondage of sin, free from incarceration, serving in ministry, serving at church, working, gainfully employed, and praising the Lord for their freedom. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they're going to give you, you're going to actually, that's where the rubber hits the road. You're going to actually get to hear from men that are a byproduct. They're the fruits of Free Inside Ministry and all the prison ministries that are out there. See, it's not just one ministry. It's about the entire ministry.
Amen.
Because it's not about one church. It's about all the churches.
All the
it's not about one denomination. It's about all the denominations.
Yes,
the only one thing we worry about is the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Name
and
of
that's
why
we look
Jesus.
Up. Name
Thank
of Jesus.
You, Lord.
You know, we also want to just give a shout out for Pastor Virginia. Just a wonderful dinner that night. And
you,
just thank you, everybody, for listening. And cannot forget Mark and Mary Benson.
Oh, Honolulu.
Honolulu Ford, right around the corner. You know, they... Black Friday's coming up, guys, and there are deals beyond deals beyond deals.
Make
so
sure you head on down.
Just go to Honolulu Ford, and you're going to save some money like you wouldn't believe. And Danny, Asal, and your team, I know you're going to be real busy, but I want to bless you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your faith. And we do want to give a shout-out. We, you know, Pastor Kwan had mentioned something about Hannah.
Yeah.
And we had just come back recently. We are still in the glow of Hannah.
Yes,
for those of
do.
You,
Hallelujah.
And the name of Pastor Kama's church?
Master's touch of his word.
By his word. This is a beautiful church in Hana. I recommend it if you're there visiting or you're just down there cruising. They flow with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we are still basking in the glow of the Spirit from this revival conference that we had down there.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. 78 turns going into Hana because there's 78 reasons why God separated them from the chaos of the world. Because Hana is two clicks from heaven.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
And if you don't believe that, come down in May. Come next to our next revival. We're going to show you why Hana is two clicks from heaven.
Sister Leah from Hana took a two-hour drive to go to Taco Bell and to get donuts last night.
Well, not just donuts. She got... Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
You know, and Krispy Kreme, I mean, you know, that you got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity to get some great sweets. And I would drive 2 hours for that.
The
only thing is you get 2 hours for drive back home. I don't know about that.
The two is okay.
The four is.
But you'll have a lot of sugar in you.
But a lot of people that live in Hana, it don't take them 2 hours. They tell me like 45 minutes. We're not going to talk about that.
It's the super highway.
You know, we want to.
Pastor does it in 45 minutes, right?
Pastor Pastor Cullen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
He takes
Praise
the super
the
highway
Lord.
To Hana.
Well, you know, this is our week of Thanksgiving, and we're going to bless everyone. And this is going to be, I'm just going to let him talk. Pastor Kwan, you take it away.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we were so blessed, and God just put these words of inspiration in me as I begin to. But it's not about me, so no listen to the voice. Just listen to the Spirit of the Lord that talks
Hallelujah.
To you.
Hallelujah.
Because this song is called Let's Go to Hana.
Oh.
All right. Let's go to Hana. It's revival time. Let's go to Hana to refresh and renew. Let's go to Hana and hear the word of God. Just come, no stress, and be blessed.
Be blessed.
As you fly to Maui on the wings of Hawaiian, you think about the sights to see, not knowing that there's a heavenly place around the corner. Follow the sun. Come on now, let's go to Hana. It's revival time. Let's go to Hana to be refreshed and renewed. Let's go to Hana and hear the word of God. Just come, no stress, and be blessed. God loves the people of Hana Town. He blessed them with the Master's touch by His word. Pastor Kalalau, Mama Kahu, and the Kiki love to worship too. Come on, let's go to Hana. It's revival time. Let's go to Hana. Refresh and renew. Let's go to Hana. Hear the word of God. Just come, no stress, and be blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, these times, God was good to us there. You know,
Ooh,
driving
blessed.
To the left and to the right. Drink the soda, drink the water.
That's right.
Chocolate
and
ball.
Eat the chocolate.
Ball.
All of it, too. Don't worry about when you go to revival. God has a word just for you. He gonna take you out and give you all His word. Just open up your heart and say, Jesus! Come on, let's go to Hana. It's revival time. Let's go to Hana. Refreshed and renewed. Let's go to Hana. and hear the word of God. Just come, no stress, and be blessed. Come on, let's go to Hana. It's revival time. Let's go to Hana to be refreshed and renewed. Let's go to Hana and hear the word of God. Just come, no stress, and be blessed. Just come, no stress, and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's all for you, Hana. Rejoice in that because God will keep it fresh.
Be blessed, be blessed, yes. Be blessed.
Well, you know, that's just wonderful. You know, we're going to mark that down. That yes. It was on
the premiere. Go to Hana. Let's go to Hana.
Monday, November 24th.
That's right.
At 9:37 p.m. on your dial. You heard the world premiere.
Oh, hallelujah.
World premiere. Actually, dun, dun, dun. Not the world, the universal premiere, because we're singing to the Lord. Hallelujah. We sing here, but it's
That's
focused
right.
towards heaven, because we perform for the audience of one yes. with the spirit of excellence and all that we do and say. But that goes especially to our Ohana
yes,
in Hana.
All of
Let's
you
go
out
to
there.
Hana.
Oh, you guys, just thank you so much
yes.
for your Aloha.
Yes.
God bless you.
Bless each and
Another
every one
of you. Another week goes by with thinking of you. Yes.
Cover
Amen.
Them.
Thank you.
Lord. Cover them. Cover yes. Tweety. Cover Hulia. Cover
yes.
Ui. Cover
bless
all
Megan.
The pastors. Yes, Pastor Kama, Leo. Mama Kao. All those kids.
Yes.
Megan,
bless
keep pushing
Sister
on.
Ui.
Amen.
Megan, yes. God is using
Feel
you.
Him.
It is bigger than you will
yes.
ever know.
Thank you,
bigger
Jesus.
Than you know.
Just keep holding on to Jesus.
Yes. Hold on to him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. It.
We just, our
thank
lives
you,
are changed.
Pastor
Kwan. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Lives are changed
Amen.
By Hana.
Hallelujah.
Yes, lives are changed, man.
And that is the message that we need to take to the world.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, that's a perfect segue. That's a perfect ramp, as we call it in the industry, as this week is upon us. We're thinking about turkey, we're thinking about ham, we're thinking about stuffing.
Amen.
Man, let's just think about Jesus for a while, guys.
Yes,
yes, Jesus, you're so
we're so
good,
grateful.
Father.
I mean, yeah, it's a big meal, but look at every day we get air for breathe.
Mm.
Oh, look at every day we can close on our back. Look at every day there's food in front of us.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's good to come and celebrate, but every day we are blessed. Despite what we do, God opens his arms. He opens the windows of heaven. And he blesses us.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and
God.
So many of us, we ignore where the blessings come from.
Yes,
we think
Lord.
We expect things. We are entitled
yes.
to things.
Oh,
we deserve things.
Lord.
We deserve cracks.
Yes.
We basically Couple deserve slacks. Cracks for the lives that we've chosen mm-hmm. to live. I'm just saying, guys, we offer an eternal solution to your
temporary
situation.
Yes. Thank
you know,
Lord.
God was, he is who was and is to come. There's no the Bible was here 2,000 years ago. It's here today, and it will be here 2,000 years from today. The living
Forever
word,
and ever
and ever. That's an unbelievable thing. Some of you are sitting there right now, saying, "Bula,
yes,
Kwan, Lord. Lin, what can
them.
I lock up? How can I be thankful? What?
Oh,
I don't even have my kids. Where's
so
my wife?
To be thankful yes. for.
God loved you so much,
that's
my
right.
brother. God loved you so much, my sister.
That's
he
right.
took you out of all the crap
Thank
you were
you,
doing.
Lord. That's right.
And put you in a place where you could hear
Wash
his
you
voice.
And clean you.
So that when you do go out, you are prepared for the battles against the enemy,
Amen.
Against the principalities
He's
of evil
teach
and
you
darkness.
Some spiritual yes. skills.
Thank
the
you,
next
Lord.
Years are your best years if you apply yourself.
That's
but
right.
it's all about choice. You can choose what you want to do, but until you make that choice, God can't do nothing.
Mm. That's right.
When you show up with a willing heart, God shows up. He shows up and shows
yes,
off.
Yes, hallelujah.
I've seen too many lives transformed. I've seen too many lives changed
Thank
by
you,
the
man.
Love of God. I've seen our very own lives from the pits of hell.
Yes. Yeah.
Were we able to come today and share the goodness and love of
the
Jesus
precious
Christ?
Precious promises.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you got to go through the process, guys, to
yes.
get to the promise.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
You cannot leapfrog to 12th grade.
Yeah.
We have to go from kindergarten to intermediate to high school. We got
to
go.
We yes. have to
and
go
so
to
it's
it.
Just, you know, today, this whole week, our whole pastoral team here at Free Inside, we're focusing on Thanksgiving. We just want to
yes.
be thankful,
thankful
in all we do.
Yes. And, you know, a part of being thankful is the superior grace that God gives
Amen.
From a superior God unto us humans living on this
yes.
earth. Like you said, Pastor, We don't deserve it. We don't earn it. It's not anything but God from his heart,
amen,
from his love, from the depths of all that he is, God, he extended it to us. And he saved and he looked at us. And you know that one act that his son did on the cross,
that's right,
is good and done. It's a done deal for all of us.
That's everyone. Right.
We got nothing to look back on, that's because right, he took it all away. He washed
he
it.
Paid the
and
debt.
He paid the debt.
Yes,
that's
he
right.
Did.
And he's going to...
By the blood of the Lamb.
And it's going to be redeemed one day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be redeemed one day.
He's coming.
And that great trumpet is going to sound in heaven, and it's going to bless. That's right.
Amen.
And it's going to wake up those, even in the grave, it's going to bring them
home. Hallelujah.
But you know, it's truly a special time when we get to not just only sing and rejoice, but also to share the gospel truth of God. And as his words come to us, we share with you, my brothers and sisters,
yes,
out there, our care. And that's truly, it is true. You may be thinking, how can I get that, Pastor? How
that's
can
right.
I gain that? You one, Pastor. I stuck in here.
That's right.
But I needed one Savior too.
That's right.
I needed him too. I just don't get in there by my parents and my great-grandparents and my grandparents. But I need to come to that same cross, and I need to come under that same
every
blood of
day,
Jesus.
My brothers and sisters.
I need to come through that. And that's why, you know, the scriptures, there are these words that bring
yes.
joy to us. It
yes.
is in these words.
Yes.
There's nothing else we have but this word that breathe and encourage and
speaks
begin to
life.
Yes, speak life. And that life is in the faith of
Amen.
God.
Oh, hallelujah.
And, you know, I just wanted to share from this the Psalms, you know, how good it is from the first chapter of Psalms. And you know, Pastor, it says it like this.
Hallelujah.
And to my brothers out there, blessed. Blessed is the man who walks and not lives in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down where the scornful gather. But his delight and desires are in the law of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And on his law he habitually meditates by day and by night. And then the Bible goes on to share that he shall be like a tree firmly
Ooh,
planted
yes. Yes.
by the streams
thank
of
you,
water,
Jesus.
Ready to bring forth its
yes,
fruit
Father,
in
you,
its
Lord.
Season. My brothers and sisters out there, look what God has afforded for us to look forward
yes.
to. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
That's such a gracious
it's
word.
It's beautiful.
And you know, it's a scripture that breeds faith unto us.
Amen.
Faith. You know, someone told me, Pastor, you know, it says, I used to tell them faith, I like to work with words, acronyms, agnostics, and you know, it was... I said, faith was forsake all I take him. And I said, hey, that's a pretty good definition of faith. I had someone up in Halava said, no, I got a better one. He said to me, faith is forwarding all issues to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
and I said, I like that one better. forwarding
yeah,
all
I
issues.
Like that one.
Because when you're able to do that, when you're consciously made that decision to forward all issues to heaven and let God
forward.
Handle it,
yes.
that means if you forward it, you don't have it anymore. So
yeah.
you have the peace of the Lord now because you've given it to him who shall fight the battle for you.
Amen.
Yeah,
yeah, forwarding all issues to him.
And in my NIV Bible, in Colossians chapter 3, 15 to 17, it says, and speaking of peace, Bula, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
Hallelujah.
That
it
is
says,
good.
Members of one body, you were called to peace.
Peace.
And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as
wow.
you teach and admonish one another with all the wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs
That's
from
right.
the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Singing to God with
Sing
gratitude
in
your heart.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus,
thank
giving
you, Lord.
Thanks to God the Father through
That's right.
him. Hallelujah.
Giving thanks
Hallelujah.
To him because he is the originator
Amen.
Of it. He is
Amen.
The source, the life giver
That's
of
right.
this hope.
Ooh,
he
yes.
is the one
He's
that
the
has
water.
Built that for
yes.
you and I out there.
Woo!
Afforded that.
Spirit
Forward
bombs.
All
Amen.
Things to heaven.
That is issues to heaven.
All the issues you have.
Thank God.
Good and bad issues.
That's right. That's right. That's why we praise him in the storm. Praise him in the good. But my brothers and sisters, if the only time you're praying is when you're in trouble, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
I'll say that again so you understand that. I'll say it slowly so you can chew on that and plant that in your heart. If the only time you are praying is when you are in trouble,
you are in trouble.
Wow. You know, then in the Jesus book, Colossians 3:15-17, it says, let Christ take charge of you guys and make your hearts rest inside.
Rest.
He went to all you guys for come together and stay together just like one ohana. And thank God every time for everything.
Everything.
Let all the stuff Christ went say stay strong inside you guys.
Strong.
And use all the smarts you guys get for teach each other.
Smarts.
And show each other what's they right and what's they wrong.
Right.
What? Sing and thank God plenty inside your heart. With all kind songs.
Amen.
I mean the kind songs for God.
Yes.
The kind songs that make God the boss. And the kind songs that God's spirit give us.
Woo!
Whatever you guys say or stay doing, do everything for the boss, Jesus. Because you guys stay his guys. And Jesus is going to help you guys tell God the Father, Mahalo plenty.
Mahalo plenty.
Praise God. Mahalo. And this is because the life that you live now.
Yes.
This is the life that liveth in you now. No more looking to negativity.
That's
no
right.
more looking to the past.
That's right.
No more looking to what and the whys that's caused it.
Only but forward.
Looking to solutions.
Amen.
Looking for answers. But he's already made that.
Yes, God planned
that.
For you.
He's made that.
Mm-hmm.
Already set it in order for us. And all we need to do is follow the pattern, follow the life, and especially allow our minds to engage with God.
Amen.
Well, a lot of times, you know, when we're driving, you know, you're going to look where you're driving. In other words, if you're driving forward, you're not going to look in the rearview mirror. You're going to pile up. We look through the windshield. But another thing that we do, where we look or where we stare is where we steer.
That's right. Yeah.
Where we focus our eyes. In other words, if you're looking forward at the car in front of you,
you're going
to be driving in the car in front of you. If you got your head over your shoulder looking in the back, you're going to drive towards the back because that's where you're looking. Where your eyes are staring is where you're steering.
Amen.
Where you focus is where you're going to live.
Amen.
If you're going to look forward in your life, you will live in your future. If you keep looking in the back of your life, you're living in the past, but the past is already power.
That's right.
You cannot let your past punish your future.
That's
You don't let your past define you. Let it refine you. So
Amen.
You move
Refined.
Forward. Look, when you stand up out of your bed tomorrow morning, my brothers and my sisters, try take a look. Last time I checked, my feet stay facing forward.
Mm-hmm.
My knees stay facing forward. My opu stay facing forward. My eyes, my ears, my nose,
your
everything
head,
is facing
everything
forward.
Everything is facing forward.
So how can we like walk backward into all the stuff we did? Let's keep walking forward to what God wants us to do.
Let it go.
Now, if you build backwards, call me up because I like put you on Oprah Winfrey or something. Tell her, hey, we got a situation here. But I think 99.9999 tenths of us, we're all facing forward.
Yes, we are.
We got to live our life how God has created us. You got to remember, the creator of the heavens and earth made each and every one of us. And he don't make mistakes. You know, we got to go through the process to get you the promise. Moses and the Israelites, they didn't go around the desert. They didn't go under the desert. They didn't go over the desert. They had to go through the desert to get to the promised land.
Yes.
You got to go through whatever you're going right now because God's burning all that chaff. He's burning all that rubbish off of you.
Ooh,
so you come out a shining example for him. You be the light in the darkness. Because what your testimony will do will free hundreds, if not thousands, behind you.
Amen.
Because your story is the power of the Lord working in your life. See, we can talk all we want. But until you walk the talk, nobody going to notice because they're thinking, he's just a lipper. He's just lipping over
That's
there.
That's right.
But when they see you don't engage in an argument, when they see you not react to a bad word, when they see you not react negatively to a bad situation by an ACO or someone or a bunkie, they're going to say, hey, something different, but I'm not snapping anymore.
That's right.
They, you know, you're not Mr. Opaka Paka anymore. You're not Mr. Snapper.
Nope.
You're going to go back and you're going to pray because you're going to pray for the one that was giving you the hard time because you know why? Faith.
Peace.
Forward all issues,
forward
to,
all
him.
Issues
to him.
Amen. And you know, it's just not, it's all that and included. You just don't change clothes every day. You got to change the attitude that you're with.
Amen.
You got to change all that from the inside. But you know what? God needs your help there to submit to him. He needs your help, but he's already set it out there. He's just not just chosen one, but in his change comes purification.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
In all of that, you think, how am I going to be holy? How am I going to do this? Hey, you can't
let
do it.
Let it happen.
He's going to do
it. He will do That's it right. for
and
you.
And when his spirit comes in your life, which I know it is already in there, and it has to work, but you got to cooperate with him.
Cooperate,
right,
Pastor? Yeah. That's Obedience,
right.
Pastor.
Obedience, that's right.
You hear the word, you need to do the word. Amen. You know, I was thinking about what I'm thankful for this week, and I'm just thankful for this ministry. Thank you for Free Insight. I'm thank you for Salem Media. I'm thankful just to be here.
Thank you
to
so
share
much.
The love of God with you out there, and just to know that this whole week you're on our minds, and well, you're on our minds all the time. Amen.
That's
but
right.
this week is so special because without you, we wouldn't have Free Inside Ministry. Amen, Bula?
Well, you know what I learned, and I'll share this with all of our brothers and sisters, our brethren that are out there, probably looking up through that window tonight, and you see the sliver of a moon and a star, and you're looking at your life and wondering if you have hope or if you have a future. And I want to tell you, you absolutely do.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future."
Amen.
And some of us, we look at our lives, you know, if you understand geography and logistics, you look at your longitude and your latitude. Sometimes when you're lost, that's the bearings that you need. And some of us look at the level of intelligence that we have that will determine where we are in life. Not only our physical location by graphically located on a global positioning system with the satellites, but by our intelligence. How smart are we? Can we survive in this world?
Amen.
But my brothers and my sisters, it's not about your longitude. It's not about your latitude. It's not about your aptitude. It is about your attitude.
Amen.
And your attitude will determine how close you come to God.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's not about you're standing, where you're sitting, or where you're going. It's not about how much smarts you got in your head. It's about how's your heart.
Yes.
How's your attitude? Do you have an attitude that has compassion for your brother and your sister? Do you have an attitude that hurts for those that are hurting?
Mm.
Do you have an attitude
compassion.
That just prays for other people? We all pray for ourselves. I challenge you, pray for somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
And pray to God, somebody praying for you too. Because if we're only praying for ourselves, we're not doing nothing but being selfish.
Yes.
Pray for those around you.
Amen.
The thing you can do for your families if you are incarcerated right now, pray. Pray,
yes, pray.
And pray.
Yes.
It worked for Billy Graham for 96 years. I think it'll work for each and every one of us.
Yes, it.
You know, it just prayer is your communication, is establishing that relationship.
The relationship, yes. That the love of God can enfold you and that the bond of perfectedness can work out according to the plan of God. And I just like to take this time to pray with you, my brothers and sisters. All hope in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Reach forth unto my brothers and sisters all over that are behind the walls. And Lord, that they may look within their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Then know that you are there with them.
Mm,
bless them, Lord. Empower them. But Lord, let them know that your love is enfolding around them.
Hallelujah.
And your bond of perfectness, your harmony with the Spirit of God that is working in their lives. And let them know that the Word of God is in there to produce that life. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we always tell you guys, we love you guys so much, but Jesus loves you even more.
Yes, he does.
We're going to be here all week. In fact, we've been here all last week and the week before that. 2 years gone strong.
Yes, 2 years.
So 9:30, tune in. If you're tired of getting messed up, tune in with us. Let's get blessed up together.
Blessed up.
You guys bless us.
Yes.
And the Lord blesses all of us.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
God bless.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.